differently for a third string quarterback?
Yeah, you know, it's tough because we only have two game films to watch, so it's hard to get a sense of what they're going to do come Sunday. But I thought he did a great job of stepping up for Cynical and Aaron the last couple of games and managing the offense. Obviously, a couple of throws were high here and there, but, you know, he has the backup. But I'm pretty sure he'll be a little bit more settled in the pocket come Sunday when he plays us.
What's the toughest thing about facing a guy like that and the tendency of the arm?
It's everything because you don't know what to expect. You know, I mean, they can bring out a different offense for him. But the great thing is that we faced his talents a couple of times this year playing against backup quarterbacks. So, our coaches do a great job preparing us for the worst-case scenarios. And we'll prepare, like always, if Aaron was playing. He's a good quarterback, and you know, we got to get another win come Sunday.
Can you get into the head of a guy who hasn't played a little bit more?
Definitely. No doubt. And the best thing we can do is stop Lacy. Right now, even when Aaron was playing, they've been running behind him. You know, he's a big back, and we got to do a better job of stopping him. We let Jennings get too many yards on us last week. So that's our number one focus, to stop him and put all the pressure on the quarterback.
When talking to your teammates, they said they couldn't be happier or more proud of the way you have been able to bounce back and contribute to this team. What does that mean to you when your teammates have your back like that?
It means a lot because this locker room is stuck together. You know, we're 0-6 at one time, and nobody pointed a finger, nobody turned on each other. And it just speaks value of the leadership in this locker room, of everybody has a respect for each other, that we're not going to quit on each other. And you know, they seen me work the last couple of years. Everybody knew what type of player I was before I got hurt. So I think they're just happy for me to see me get back playing football again.
What's been the biggest difference with this defense during this streak when you guys have turned it around?
One, we looked every each other in the eyes. Everybody held each other accountable. And lastly, it was John Beeson. He's definitely been a voice that has just gave us confidence in our defense by, you know, just his leadership. You know, him being a two-time Pro Bowler, getting everybody lined up, and just making plays out there too. You know, we know how hard it is to come, you know, with the week notice and have to learn the playbook and go out there and perform. And he did a great job for Chicago. So I think after the bye, we all had enough and got this thing turned around.
How about you on that interception? How good did that feel? And did you think you were going to go all the way?
I thought, you know what I mean? It felt great. You know, I was waiting on it the whole game, and I was happy to make a play for our defense at that time. You know, I've watched it, you know, at least 50 times, man, and it just breaks my heart, man. That I cut back. I should have just set him up and stayed outside. But I thought Tuck was going to, you know, pin him to the side, and I thought I could outrun everybody. But I made a great play, and it was no better feeling than, you know, having Andre finish it off. Come back after 9 weeks of not playing football and run, have 30 carries, 100 yards, and in the fashion they did, man, it was just a great feeling, especially me being a person that, you know, has persevered through a lot of injuries as well.
But it makes it even sweeter the next time you get one. You're going to take it to the house, right?
Definitely.
Terrell, when you have two games like you have personally, after all you've been through, how satisfying?
A little bit, but it don't mean nothing unless I do it again this week. You know, I want to keep going. Over the bye, I challenged myself to sacrifice a little bit more, do a little bit more, and I think it's paying off. You know, a little bit more film study, a little bit more working out. More than anything, I'm getting healthier. I'm getting a lot better. I'm getting confident in myself. You know, sometimes you need a little game like Philly to get that confidence going for yourself, and that's where I'm at right now. And I'm going to try to ride this thing out. I feel like I'm a big part of this defense, whether I'm playing nickel, corner, or any position they put me in. So I just want to keep doing my part to help this team win.